Okay, well, let's get started again.
好，我们再开始。
What I was mentioning just now about Esau, that comes out in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 17. Okay, it actually says here that Esau, when he desired to inherit the blessing, he was rejected by God, for he did not find any place of repentance. I mean, repentance, remember metanoeo is the Greek word to change your thinking. But we'll explain it quickly because it does show this concept.
在希伯来书十二章十七节里面有提到的这一段，他说
：“Now it's talking about Esau because it's mentioned on the previous verse that this is Esau. So in verse 16, the writer.
Let's go to the 16.
I think we can. Let me just find it here.
希伯来书十二章十六节说，不要有人不道德或无神如以扫，他因一点食物把自己长子的名分卖了。
Okay, and then if we go on to the next verse.
好，然后我们再看第十七节。他后来想要承受父的祝福，却被拒绝。虽然嚎哭切求，却没有悔改的机会。这是你们知道的。
Now it says here in the English, I don't know about the Chinese, but it says he was rejected, meaning rejected by God. He found no place of repentance, means he could not repent.
好，这边英文就讲的是说，他之所以被拒绝，是因为他没有办法悔改。
Okay, now usually they translate it like 悔改, right? But remember, we've talked about this word before. It means change your thinking.
而这个所谓悔改，我们翻译成悔改，但是其实英文的意思，最重要的这个意思是改变你的想法。
Okay,
就是这个悔改，它在原文的这个意思是改变你的想法。
I've clicked on the word there. You can see down the bottom here. You have it in the blue. If you can see that on your phones or computers, the word is metanoia.
好，我们看下面哦，这边这个字 metanoia.
Okay, now meta means to change.
因为 meta 的意思就是改的意思。
Okay, and noia is from the Greek word nous, which means thinking.
N-O-I-A 那个 noia.就是想法。
Okay, so when you believe in Jesus Christ, you have this change of mind, you have a change of thinking.
所以当你相信耶稣基督的时候，你必须要改变你的想法。
Because your thinking is changing from that of rejection of Jesus Christ to that of acceptance.
而你的想法是从那种拒绝耶稣基督变成了接受耶稣基督。
And for another reference, which is very clear, you can look at Mark 1:15.
另外一个更清楚的一个说法是马可福音第一章十五节。
We won't go there now. I want to focus on this verse here. But here we see Esau could not change his thinking. He could not change his mind.
所以这边呢，特别在讲的是说，以扫呢，他无法改变他的想法。
Because he rejected the gospel message from a very young age, and now he's an older man, and he's trying to seek salvation through emotion.
所以呢，以扫他从很小的时候，他就基本上是拒绝了福音的概念。他反而他想要悔改，却想要用他的情绪来悔改。
And it says here in the English, he sought it with tears, with his own tears.
所以他很努力的去寻找呢，是用他的眼泪来寻找。
Okay, so we can sort of imagine he was saying, "Oh God, please have mercy on me. I'm a sinner." He probably accepted he was a sinner, and he accepted that God was powerful.
他可能呢，我们可以想象，他就可能对着这个上帝哭求说：“啊，上帝啊，请让我能够。”请 accept.
Accept. So yeah, God, please accept me. I'm a sinner. I know I'm a sinner in your eyes.
Then that is repentant already.
No, it's not repentant because he needs to believe in Jesus Christ. He needs to believe in the Lord Jehovah.
所以他很可能那时候相信了神的力量，然后跟神说啊，请你接受我哈，我的所有的罪。但是他没有，并不是相信神是他的救赎者。
And I've tried to be a good man all my life.
然后他可能说跟神说啊，我一辈子都。在试着做好人。
So please God, let me in.
所以神啊，请让我能够进入。
His brother believed, Jacob believed, and Jacob would have told him the gospel, you have to believe in the Savior.
但是呢，他就是 可能他的这个兄弟雅各就有告诉他说，你必须要接受神是你的救赎者。
And his mother and father, that's Isaac and Rebecca, they were believers and they would have been from a young age showing him the animal sacrifices and saying, this animal sacrifice represents your salvation.
而他的父母呢，也一定在从小的时候就有用这个动物的献祭，好，来告诉孩子们说，这个动物它是等于是为你而死，然后可以带走你的罪。
Yeah, this is your savior.
这是你的救赎者。
They would have used a word like Yeshua, and in Hebrew the word savior is Yeshu. Yes, this word Jesus is a Hebrew word meaning savior.
在这个希伯来文里面，哈，这个耶稣这个词就是那个
，It means savior，
就是救赎者。Okay. 但是，所以他等于就在讲说，这一个献祭的动物，它就是耶稣，就是救赎者。
In English, we say Jesus Christ. In Chinese, you say 耶稣基督。And in Thai, it's Pai Ye Su Krit. Yeah, there's all different ways to call Jesus. But however you call him, if you recognize him as your savior, you're saved.
所以呢，不管我们现在中文讲耶稣基督哈，或者是各种文都是有。都是用这种词，听起来差不多的这个声音啊、哦，它就是你要接受它是你的救赎这件事情。
And just like Isaac and Rebecca were teaching Esau as a young child, you have to believe that God is going to provide a savior, and the savior is represented by the animal sacrifice.
所以这对父母一定对以扫都也教过说，你们必须要相信。我们所做的这个献祭的这个耶稣就是你的救赎，他可以代替你的所有的罪。
But Esau rejected believing in Jesus Christ. So when you got older, you know, every time someone would present Jesus Christ, we'll call him Jesus Christ, someone presented Jesus Christ to Esau, he said, no, I don't believe that.
所以呢，这个以扫他从小就不相信任何人给了他这个耶稣基督要来替他的罪，他都不相信。
But when he was probably getting old, and then he realized he needed to get to heaven, that's when he's seeking salvation with tears, with emotion.
而当他年纪大了，他在已经开始懂得，他必须将来要想办法能够进天堂。他开始求神的是用他的哭泣，好来以为他这样可以得到救赎。
Okay, so again, he had so much scar tissue in his soul, and even if God had punished him severely, like God punished the Pharaoh of Egypt, he wouldn't believe.
但是呢，他基本上神呢给了他非常大的一个折磨苦难，就像神给埃及法老一样，但他依然还是不相信。
Okay, and that should help you understand the doctrine or the subject about the vacuum of the soul, how he'd been sucking in the lies for all these years, and he hadn't given any room for the truth.
好，这个刚刚以上所讲呢，就让你理解，就是在我们的魂里面，他会一直的吸，如果没有真理给他，他就会吸到谎言。
Now, some people, even though they've been living they could have been living in a Buddhist family or a Muslim family for many years, and they've been learning all these false concepts. But with a bit of humility, they're willing to hear the gospel message.
所以呢，很多孩子呢，他成长是在佛教的家庭或者穆斯林的家庭，他一直都在接收非常多错误、谎言性的一些讯息，但是他还是有他的人性天性。如果你给了他机会让他去听到真正的福音的话，他有机会就得救。
We have the example of the Apostle Paul. He himself says he was the worst person. He was murdering Christians. That's how much he hated Jesus and hated Christians.
而保罗，使徒保罗呢，他呢原来是一个非常恐怖的人哦。在他信耶稣基督之前，他是杀很多基督徒的一个大坏蛋。
Yeah, and he would have heard the gospel message many times, and he rejected it and said, no, don't tell me that message, I hate that message.
而他也有机会接受过很多次，在成为使徒之前啊，他接受非常非常多次的这个福音，但他都拒绝了，他就说不要告诉我这些，不要告诉我这些。
And if you remember the story, when he was on the road to Damascus, he was actually going to catch Christians, and probably bring them back to Jerusalem for a trial or something.
还记得他要那时候是在路上要去大马士革的路上，他那时候要去也是要去抓基督徒哦。
Yeah, his soul was full of religious scar tissue.
这个时候的保罗，他的整个魂是充满了。非常僵硬的宗教性的这些硬壳。
And God provided, or Jesus Christ personally, actually, personally appeared to Paul and then punished him severely. He blinded him. So Jesus was able to break through that scar tissue, but it took a miracle.
而耶稣基督呢，他本人来对保罗显明，而且很用力的去处罚了他，就甚至让他变瞎了。所以耶稣基督他用非常大的力量才有机会打破他的这个硬夹壳，就是那种皮肤受伤的那种硬壳。
And for a lot of people, maybe even for yourself, or you know Christians that became believers only after they saw a miracle of some kind.
有时候你也知道很多人他真的是要见到奇迹他才相信耶稣基督。
That happened for me actually. I had to see a miracle before I could believe. But also through hearing, you know, it takes the message. It's the message that saves you, not the miracles.
而听他也一样，他也是因为看到一个奇迹，他才信主的哈。那但是基本上这个奇迹是跟着一个讯息而来，没有这个讯息的话，他也不能理解。
See, some people they can have many miracles, like the Pharaoh. He saw many, many miracles, very big miracles, but still he didn't believe.
但是有一些人像法老，埃及法老，他是看了这么多奇迹，他依然不相信。
It's not the miracles that actually save you, but it's the miracles that might wake you up to give the gospel message a hearing.
所以不是奇迹来救拯救了你，而是那个奇迹让你能够听进这个福音。
See, the miracles provide a little bit of room in order that you will hear the gospel message and then you can change your mind. You can have this metanoia.
所以有的时候是因为这个奇迹打开了你一线生机，让这个讯息，福音的讯息可以进到你的魂中，而让你醒过来。
So that sort of help you understand about the vacuum of the soul a bit more as well.
好，这让我们更理解这个所谓魂它的这个抽真空的状态。
Okay, now we can move back to where we were talking about the double column advance.
那我们现在要回来继续讲这个双排前进的概念。
Okay, so we have the example from military doctrine about how soldiers can be arranged into two columns to protect the flanks.
好，这个概念呢，其实就是说在军事行动中啊，一般这个军队都是分成两排。好，在前进的，就是两排并行的，这样前进的。
Which means that if you get attacked from both sides, and often an enemy will try to arrange for advancing, for the advancing enemy, to push them into a narrow area, and then they can ambush them from both sides.
因为这个在军事的这种战术上面啊，那个敌人他很想要把你的这个军队啊，就是压缩了，然后两边从两边来打。
Okay, and if you can attack them from both sides, obviously you have a bigger advantage.
如果你能够从两，如果敌人啊，他如果是两侧都能够攻打的话，一般来讲，那个敌人会比较容易得胜。
But one way you can defend yourself from being ambushed on both sides is with the double column advance, so that your soldiers will face outwards, turn back to back, and then you only have to fight one flank.
而这样子的双排前进的话，这左边的排的人就只要照顾左侧，右边的排的人就照顾右侧，反而他们比较不容易受到敌军的这种乱七八糟四面来的攻打。
Yeah, so imagine if these men were all just walking in one line and then they came into an ambush from both sides, that they'd be trying to work out, well, who's going to fight left, who's going to fight right.
如果说今天这个队伍他们是只走成单线一排的话，他们会变成那个每一个军人都要左右两边都要防守，反而会非常的凌乱。所以用两排的话，就左边的排就是防守左边，右边的排防守右边，反而非常非常安全。
Okay, and we sort of have this example. This is the German army on a what we call a Blitzkrieg, which is like a lightning strike.
而这个呢是虽然是用坦克车哈，它也是一样，它两台原则上也是几乎是以两排前进的方式在走。
Okay, and in the spiritual life, we have these two columns here. They're different from each other, but they need to work together.
而对于我们的这个灵属灵的生命成长来讲，我们也是一样是两排。好，第一排是圣经教义，是左边的这一排，右边这一排呢？是相互的爱，是右边那一排。
Just to explain the term up on the left-hand side here again, you have the word in Greek, it's epignosis, just been translated as knowledge here, but actually this is supernatural knowledge or higher knowledge.
好，所以我们在这个最左边，就是它也就是所谓的圣经教义旁边的这个左边那一行呢，它其实是在讲的是，用的是知识。但其实这个知识的原文在希腊文里面呢讲的是那种所谓超自然的那种更高级的那种知识。
And just to explain this word epignosis, you need to know the background a little bit. It's actually a word which only appears in the Bible and was sort of invented by Paul. Gnosis. This is the word for knowledge, just normal knowledge is gnosis.
好，这个字根哈是后面的字根是 gnosis， 就是知识。
But just normal academic knowledge，
就是一般的学术性的知识。
There was actually a group of people like a sort of like a religious cult. You know what a cult is, right? Like a let's just say a religious group of people, and they worship knowledge.
有一些那种比较宗教性的人啊，他们是。非常崇拜知识的，学术性知识的。
It sort of came out from the Greek philosophers and things like this, but Paul sometimes he would find himself in arguments with, well, not argument, with in discussions with these people.
而这种知识呢，那保罗他常常会跟这些喜欢所谓学术性研讨的这些神职人员啊，会常常会有一些争吵。
Probably not very different from today, how these people have almost taken science to a level of worship. They tend to worship science, and they think that everything is about science, even if it's fake science.
而这种概念呢，就这种讲这种一般的学术性知识的话，我们可以想到那些非常崇敬科学，他认为所有的全天下的事情是科学是最伟大，是最高真理的那种人。
Yeah, and actually the word science is a Latin word which just means knowledge.
而这个科学这个词在拉丁字里面来讲它也是所谓的知识。
Like today when there's big arguments about this coronavirus and people say, well, look at the science, but there's no way you can take all of these statistics that they have and call it science. You know, they'd say, look at the science, I mean, look at the numbers of people that are registering getting coronavirus, but they don't have all the facts.
就像我们现在讲冠状新冠状病毒哦，大家一直在谈这个科学性的研究，但是实际上这我们所收集到的所有有关这个冠状病毒的资料，都还是无法有一个很明确的了解它真正的状态。
This coronavirus is very interesting because nobody can really find a best way to deal with it.
而这个新冠病毒到现在也大家还没有找出最好的可以解决它的方法。
And what seems to work for some countries doesn't work for others.
因为有些治疗的方式对某些人有效，但对另外的人就又没效。
And then you have people saying science will save us, science will find a cure.
那很多人说，哎，科学一定可以找出解救之道，科学一定能救了我们。
But even with all the billions of dollars being spent and all the research that they're trying to do with it, and they have very high speed computers to try to work it out, they still think that a cure might be at least 12 months away or something.
而这个花了这么几千亿的钱，现在大家都在找解药，但是很可能这个解药还是要在一年后才找得到。
And in the meantime, people are dying.
而在这个时间却很多人死了。
Well, science isn't saving those people.
而科学显然还没有办法救他们。
See, what would save those people is Jesus Christ, if they believed in Jesus Christ. Well, that's the only thing that's going to save you, really, is Jesus Christ, right?
From coronavirus?
Or from dying a miserable death and going to the lake of fire.
Oh. 所以耶稣基督才是真正能解救我们的人，因为 只有耶稣基督可以让我们不死于火湖的烧死。
The point is, science does not solve all of your problems.
因为科学并没有办法解决所有的问题。
But Paul was dealing with these people, like they were called Gnostics. And you can actually look this up on the website, they call themselves Gnostic.
所以保罗叫这些人叫做所谓 Gnostics, 应该是指的就是那种。
Because it comes from the word gnosis. They were the worshippers of knowledge.
哦，就是那种崇拜知识的知识狂。
Now, Paul is having to present the knowledge of the Bible, the knowledge of Jesus Christ, for example.
因为保罗呢，他有一直都在把这个圣经哈，当作是一个很重要的一个知识提供给大家。
But Paul had to think, and this is that with help from the Holy Spirit, he's going to have to come up with a word which means something that's more superior than the academic knowledge of these Gnosis people.
So he created that word?
He made that word.
Oh.所以保罗他在想说，一般的人所谈到的学术性的这种知识，是不足以代表圣经这种灵性的知识的，所以他才发明了这个字，好，就是所谓的高于知识的知识。
So Paul took this word epi, and epi just means on or over. This is a preposition, and he joins it together, so it becomes epinosis. And then it becomes one word.
所以保罗加上了那个前面那个字，那个字呢，就是等于是超过的意思。所以他把超过知识的知识当作是圣经。
Okay, and that's the first time we see it anywhere in history. You can't go to any other books in Greek and find this word. It's attributed to Paul.
好，所以呢，你在这个保罗之前呢、啊，你其实是没有看过这个字的，就是所谓超知识，他特别把它发明出来的。
Yeah, so we see it, for example, in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. Yeah, I'll just go to the verse, and then I can show that it happens a few times in the Bible. So,
所以我们要看一下提摩太书第二章第一节。
Okay.
提摩太前书。
Yeah, here it is here.Okay, so 1 Timothy 2, 4.
第二章第四节。
Okay, so it happens 16 times in the New Testament. So I'll just give you some examples and you can look at this by yourselves. I'll just give you some verse numbers. So you can see this word, for example, Romans 1:28.
好，这个字呢出现了16次。第一次是在罗马书的一章28节。
Okay, actually, if you've got it on your phones, you can take a screenshot and then later on you can look through those verses.
大家如果有手机的话，可以把它拍下来，然后你再慢慢回去找这个圣经。
Okay, and the reason I point that out is because in your translations, usually it just says knowledge, right? But when you see this word, you want to say to yourself, this is not knowledge, this is superior knowledge or higher knowledge.
好，所以大家因为在我们的圣经里都只把它翻成知识，但实际上呢，它的原文是比知识多加了。EPI?
Yeah.
EPI. 好，这就是超知识的意思。But if we read Chinese...
You're not going to see it in the Chinese, but you might see the word knowledge, like 知识, right?
好,
and then you know what it's actually saying.
所以实际上我们在中文的这个圣经里是看不出来这个字是 不同于知识的。但是原本的希腊文超知识的这样的一个词。
Yeah,
然后一共出现过16次。
16 times. Yeah, 16
times. He was
times.
Using, right?
Yeah. Well, actually, because see, Peter borrowed the word later, so even Peter uses it.
然后呢，彼得呢，后来也跟着就用了这个字。
And even in English, it just uses the word knowledge. So even if you're reading English, you don't see it.
所以即使你念的是英文的圣经，也只看到知识这个词，而不会看到超知识。
Okay. So anyway, that brings us back to the, what do we call it, the diagram.
好，我们现在回到这个图表。
Okay, so the epinosis, you should understand this word now.
好，所以 epinosis 这个字。
The person that did this diagram translated just as knowledge, but really it's higher knowledge. But yeah, the context here is doctrine.
对，所以其实这一张图表应该把它改成，把上面那个 knowledge 知识改成 high knowledge。就是那种高知识。
Okay, and that's a synonym for doctrine. See, knowledge and doctrine are the same thing.
所以这个左边那一行的教义，它代表的是一个高知识，就是超知识，或者是精神性，更精神层次更高的知识。
But remember, we like to use the word doctrine because doctrine explains how we take the Bible and then we can put it into subjects and categories and we can analyze it properly from the original languages.
而我们喜欢用教义这个字是因为教义它是从圣经代表它是从圣经来的而且它是有一些主题章节等等的这些概念。
Oops. Yeah, because you can't just read through your Bible and expect to understand it properly.
你当然不能够期待你自己读了圣经的字你就认为你真的是读懂了。
Yeah, we do emphasize doctrine, and this is under the mentorship of the Holy Spirit. You have that down here. Everything, the doctrine and the reciprocal love that you're learning is under the mentorship of the Holy Spirit. He's your teacher.
而我们要理解就是即使是圣经教义它是因着圣灵的对我们的教导好然后才就是属灵教师一样的这种教导我们才真正的能够从这些文字里面得到那个圣灵的教导。
And as you're learning doctrine, of course, you're developing a love for God because you're learning about God's thinking and His character and His grace.
而经由左边的这个学习的圣经的经义呢，就慢慢的让我们成就了我们对神的爱。
You cannot love God without knowing His word.
你不可能爱神却不知道他所说的话。
And God does present Himself very clearly in the Scriptures.
其实神呢，经由这些圣经的文字显明他自己，非常非常的清楚。
Okay, and I gave you those verses the other day. It's a bit like homework for you. If you remember, there was John 14:15.
我们上礼拜天也给了大家很多的家庭作业，包括约翰福音14:15.
And that was saying, yeah, if you love me, you will obey my commands.
上面写着，如果你爱我。你会顺服于我的命令。
Well, one of the commands, and it appears many times in Scripture, is that you have to study the Word of God.
而其中一个最重要的一个命令就是你必须要研读我的话语。
So already you see these two columns working together, where if you do love God, you want to study doctrine.
所以呢，这两行，一行是圣经教育，一行是爱神。所以爱神，你自然也就会愿意读神的话语。
And you wouldn't know that you had to learn the word of God unless you were studying doctrine, of course, unless you were studying the Bible.
而你如果 ，sorry.
Well, see, I just gave you the verse John 14:15. Yeah. And how would you know about that verse if you weren't studying Bible?
对，但是如果你不读神的话语，你又怎么知道神有讲这个话
？Okay, and then you have another verse, for example, in Matthew 22:37. That's a command.
那另外一个就是马太福音22:37.
Somebody came up to Jesus Christ and said, "What's the greatest command in Scripture?"
那有人去跟耶稣基督问说，在圣经里最重要的经句是什么
？And Jesus said, "You will love the Lord your God with all of your heart and all your mind and all your thinking."
啊，耶稣就说了，你将会爱你的神。
Okay.
以你的全心全意尽心尽性尽力。
Okay, well, and I think it's in Luke 10, chapter 10, maybe verse 30. Luke says the same thing, but he uses different words. So when you look at it all together, and this is putting Matthew's command, and then Luke says the same thing, and then in Mark as well, you see the same thing. And all together, you'll see the words that you have to love God with all your heart and all your soul.All your thinking, all your mind, and there's one other thing as well.
Strength.
All your strength, that's right. There's about five things. Between those three passages, it's not just three things.
所以不管是马太福音、路加福音、马可福音，其实都有讲过这一句话，就是类似的话，就是你要爱你的神，以尽心、尽意、尽力。等等，还有尽你的魂等等的，就是有五种说法啦，但是都是差不多意思。
Yeah, and the reason there be a difference is either because Jesus was asked that question more than once, or he would have been teaching it more than once.
而为什么会有好像有一些不一样的每三个这三个人的记载不一样？可能是很多人都问过耶稣这个问题，那有时候。耶稣会回答有一点点不一样。
And actually, Jesus wasn't the first person to teach this concept.
而更何况呢，耶稣也不见得是第一个人在教这样子的概念。
It goes all the way back to Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5.
就在《生命记》里面， 第六章第五节。
And Moses was telling the people the same thing. You have to love your God with all of your heart and all of your soul and all of your thinking or something.
摩西也一样叫，也教导，就说你一定要爱你的神，尽你的心意力之类的。
So Jesus was quoting Moses.
所以耶稣基督其实是附送摩西所讲的话。
That's the ultimate goal, is to love God, you know, with all of your soul.
所以终极的目标就是爱神。
And that will get you all the way to the top of this mountain, Mount Pleroma. Remember the fullness of the blessings.
然后呢，这个目的呢，这两行的这个同步前进的军队的最终目的，就是要让我们能够达到我们的灵性的最高峰。
At the top of the mountain, remember we have this MGG, maximum glorification of God, as witnesses in the angelic appeal trial.
这个上面的 MGG 的意思呢是
maximum
最极大的荣耀神。
That's your purpose, that's your goal in life.
这就是我们生命的最高目的。
But when you look at it sort of objectively, it's not you that's doing that, it's Christ in you, or God's word in you that's doing it.
但是你要想，这不是你自己在做哟，其实是上帝的话语跟你一起前进而做到的。
See, the spiritual life is really about taking your thinking out of everything and replacing your thinking with God's thinking.
而重点是说呢，把你原来有的思维全部换掉，变成是神的思维在你的脑中。
Yeah, so when God is glorified in your life, you don't take any of the credit because it's God's work.
所以当神在让你的生命发光，这其实不是你在做什么，而是神在为你而做。
Yeah, but that takes a lifetime of learning this doctrine here and developing reciprocal love, a love for God.
而这真正的重点是你花你毕生的力量去研读圣经，然后建造你对神的爱。
And you see this word here, reciprocal love. Now reciprocal means that you have two parties and they're both sort of sharing something. In this case, God loves us first and then we return that love for God.
而这个右边的这一排队伍，他讲的这个第一个字是互相的爱，就是互相的爱的意思是神先爱我们，所以我们也爱神。所以它是一个相互的一个关系。
Yeah, because God loves us, that's why He gave us Jesus Christ as our Savior, and that's why He gives you these opportunities to study His Word, for example.
因为神爱我们，所以他给了我们耶稣基督，然后给了我们他的话语，让我们可以学习。
And actually, all you have to do to reciprocate the love is show the good manners to show some interest in His work, in His word. Sorry.
而我们所要做的就是要对神他的话语有兴趣的、努力的、热情的去研读。
And what you really have to do is sit down and listen to some Bible, maybe you know 1 hour every day, and then you have to apply that in your life.
然后你要做的就是每天花。坐下来花一个小时研读上帝的话语，然后让这个话语在你的生命中实施实行。
Yeah, that's how you show your love for God.
这就是你如何去表现出你对神的爱。
Okay, so that's how you see these two columns working together, the doctrine and the reciprocal love.
所以呢，这就是两排前进的概念，就是包含了圣经教义以及与神相互的爱。
Now what we'll do, we'll have a 5 minute break and then we'll open up the Zoom. But when we come back, I'll explain what happens if the two columns aren't working together or if you're trying to advance on one column.
我们休息五分钟马上回来，然后我要讲的呢是这两行队伍如果前进的速度不一样的时候会怎么样。